Is it time for immigration authorities to cut military families some slack? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Margaret Stock is an immigration attorney in Anchorage and an Army reservist. And after 9/11, she started getting calls like this one from an Army soldier about to be deployed.
His wife was in the process of getting her paperwork to get a green card. And she lived in Arizona, and she took a wrong turn into a construction zone, and a local sheriff pulled her over for the traffic violation.
And suddenly the soldier's wife was facing deportation to Mexico. Her husband called Margaret's office in a panic.
Well, he was actually on the tarmac in Germany, and they were sending his unit, I believe, to Afghanistan.
And that's why Margaret established the Military Assistance Program to help U.S. soldiers with immigration problems, because she thinks the government has abandoned these families.
With the military families, the one thing that's been lacking is leadership on the issue from the administration. They have an immigration policy for Cubans. They have an immigration policy for young people who came to the United States and who've gotten a high school education here. But we have no military families policy that's ever been announced.
But Margaret Stock may now be in a position to change that. She's just won a MacArthur Award, one of those genius grants, for her work to help military families stay together.
Our soldiers don't just sit in their bunks at night and play solitaire. They get married, they have children, and their family members are foreigners who want to come to the United States. And it's in our national security interest not to break up military families.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.